Rashi comments on the pasuk where Yosef finally is able to express his feelings for his brothers, and he begins to cry with Binyamin. Vayipol al tzavarei Binyamin achiv vayevk, uBinyamin bacha al tzavarav. That he falls on the necks of Binyamin, and he begins to cry, and Binyamin cries on his neck as well. Rashi comments that with regards to Yosef crying on Binyamin's neck, al shnei mikdashot shatidin liyot bechalko shel Binyamin v'sofan lecharev. That what is Yosef crying about? He's really crying about the two mikdashim that are going to be in the chelik of Binyamin. We know that the Beit HaMikdash is in the larger chelik of Yehuda, but really in the on the border between Yehuda and Binyamin, and it's actually in the chelik of Binyamin proper, and they're going to be destroyed. So Yosef is crying about that future. And in turn, Binyamin b'chal tzavarav al mishkan shilo shatid liot b'chalko she Yosef v'sofo lecharev. And in turn, Binyamin is crying on Yosef's neck because he sees that in the future, the mishkan itself, the precursor to the Beit HaMikdash, will be in the area of Shiloh, which is in Yosef's chelek, and it's going to be destroyed over there. Now, Mefarshim wonder about a few things. Number one, where does the drasha come from? How do they know that Yosef is crying about two things, Binyamin is crying about one thing? So there's a lot of options over here. Some of them say, because Tzavarei Binyamin, it sounds like there's two necks, whereas Tzavarav, even though it's true that actually there is a yud in there, and so it does become plural, it doesn't sound plural. Others say, the Maharal says, that no, it's because there's two pe'ulot by Yosef. It says vayipol and vayevk by Yosef. But by Binyamin, it only says bacha. Another issue, very, very interesting issue that comes up over here, which is more relevant next week, about Asara B'Tevet. On Asara B'Tevet, we know that it can never fall on a Shabbat. But the Sefer Abudram very famously says that if it falls on Shabbat, what would we do? Would we push it off? No, every other fast, except for Yom Kippur, of course, but every other fast, if it falls on Shabbat, we push it off. Forward, backwards, whatever. But Asara B'Tevet, the Abudram says, if it would fall on Shabbat, we would actually fast on Shabbat. And everybody wonders why. He doesn't give a great explanation for why. So the Chatam Sofer says there's actually a remez over here. Because according to Chazal, according to the Midrashim, the day that Yosef confronted his brothers and finally revealed himself and eventually cried on Binyamin's neck was Shabbat. It was Shabbat. So we see that over here, Yosef and Binyamin were crying on Shabbat. And the Chatam Sofer says, why? How were they allowed to cry on Shabbat? You're not supposed to cry on Shabbat. So the answer is they were crying about something that was going to happen in the future, not about something that had already happened. So the Chatam Sofer explains that according to the Abudram, the problem, the thing that makes Asara B'Tevet so bad, is that it's actually the first of the minor fasts that commemorate the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So once Asara B'Tevet happens, we see that eventually the Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Asara B'Tevet is not a day of destruction, it's the beginning of something. But it's going to happen. It means that the Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and that's why Asara B'Tevet is a special fast that we would commemorate even on Shabbat. Yom Tov.